The Philadelphia experiment goes to Athens. Near the end of World War II, the Reich's nuclear strategy was in disarray. Berlin was unable to produce a working atomic weapon. Nor could it power up the great uranium engine that its top scientists had presumably designed. But in the eastern Mediterranean, things were remarkably different. There, diverse ship's crew members spoke secretly of an American floating atomic reactor. In 1961, a converted Liberty ship called the Sturgis was part of the U.S. Army nuclear power program and supplied 10 MW, 13,000 HP, of electricity. The MH-1A, MH Mobile, High Power, was a pressurized nuclear power reactor built by Martin Marietta and mounted on the USS Sturgis. It was said to be the world's first floating nuclear power station. Yet rumors of a floating multi-megawatt power system started in World War II, when atomic research was still publicly disavowed and kept secret. The so-called Philadelphia experiment was alleged to be a 1943 experiment by the U.S. Navy at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard, in which the U.S. naval destroyer USS Eldridge and her crew briefly experienced strange physical alterations. High-frequency experiments were carried out later with the generating plant of another destroyer, the USS Timmerman. In the 1950s, the ship was part of an experiment to test the effects of a small, high-frequency generator providing 1000 Hz instead of the standard 400 Hz. The higher-frequency generator produced corona discharges and other well-known phenomena associated with high-frequency generators. History.Navy.mil. Whatever occurred in the Philadelphia shipyard was only an experiment. The actual wartime mission of the USS Eldridge took place shortly thereafter, in part of the eastern Mediterranean Sea. It had been taken for granted by some maritime historians that the U.S. destroyer was in fact a nautical nuclear reactor, as a naval backup system, for the top-secret Manhattan Project to develop the first atomic bomb. A reactor's core sometimes discharges a corona of photons, Cherenkov effect, giving the sense of partial transparency or see-through visibility. As long as the Philadelphia experiment's critics lectured only about electromagnetic fields or invisibility shields, and not the fissile properties of uranium-235 or the fusion reactions of nuclei, the floating atomic power station effectively remained under wraps following the war. The USS Eldridge, DE-173, was a destroyer escort that assisted with Mediterranean convoys. The convoys included around 100 ships. A division consisted of 6 ships. In the same division with the USS Eldridge were the USS Carroll, the USS Atherton, and the USS Amick. Between January 4, 1944 and May 9, 1945, they sailed on the vital task of escorting men and materials to the eastern Mediterranean. Carlos Miguel Allende, Carl Meredith Allen, wrote a series of letters in 1955 to UFO researcher Morris K. Jessup. Allende claimed to have witnessed a ship in Philadelphia made invisible with electromagnetic fields when he was a sailor in 1943. The Office of Naval Research asked Jessup to travel to Washington, D.C. to discuss the strange letters with its naval officers. In 1959, Jessup was found dead in a car from suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning. Writers Brad Steiger and Sherry Hansen at first scanned the records of hidden naval technology that was once known as Project Rainbow. The book, The Philadelphia Experiment, Project Invisibility, by William Moore and Charles Berlitz came out in 1979. Alleged crew member Alfred Bielek in effect later claimed that it was a space-time experiment linked to the Montauk Project. One of the supposed guides of the so-called Montauk Time Vortex was none other than the ill-famed occultist Aleister Crowley. While Crowley was a branded pro-German propagandist and blatant sympathizer of fascism, he was also a prominent symbol of London fringe masonry and in contact with British intelligence. Since the actual wartime mission of the escort ship took place in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, military observers wondered if Aleister Crowley used his mole talents to somehow pilfer U.S. naval technology during that chaotic period. Conceivably, top U.S. military commanders wanted the Nazis to find out that America had the world's first floating nuclear reactor. by demonstrating its utility in a liberated Eastern Mediterranean port and allowing Third Reich leaders to believe the nuclear barge would soon fall into their hands, native German attempts to unlock their own uranium engine might be put on hold. It was recently claimed that ex-Nazi Captain Otto Oskar Schneider was a covert agent for a secret U.S. counterintelligence project. Captain Schneider is reported to have been an officer of a German VIIC or IXC U-boat during the war. He was supposedly a captured Nazi submarine commander who later worked on classified U.S. national secrets. A counterintelligence strategy to persuade misinformed Gestapo moles that Germany would effortlessly gain control of the nuclear barge might have kept the Nazi pipe dream going long enough to cut off Hitler's Germany with no Reich military-grade reactor by the war's end. But first, the Gallant escort ship would need to make known its mobile nuclear capacity. Just around that time, a failed mutiny disrupted the chief Allied harbor of the Eastern Mediterranean, the main cruise ship port in Europe, and the third largest in the world. "Don't look at the hole for too long," warned the elderly sea commander. "What hole?" asked the port supervisor. "The dark hole inside the gap of nuclear fission," the captain replied. "It can be steel or any element. But don't let your view converge on it without adequate eye protection. The radiation can deprive you of sight." The port boss was a Gestapo mole. He had brokered a hard-line agreement for a utility demonstration in the liberated port, as a deterrent display of force. The catch was to generate a tiny but credible amount of nuclear energy, a negligible neutron source only just strong enough to roast an acorn or heat a pizza. To bear out its potential, with a tactful show of degaussing to counteract the magnetic field of the ship, the American destroyer would pump a very weak particle beam into what looked like an ordinary gas pipe on the docks. In this way, the Allies would aim to flush out and map a rogue Nazi target assembly buried somewhere under the ancient streets of the Eastern Mediterranean city. "Don't look at the hole for too long," the sea captain warned again. "Let it pass like a distant flash." He knew just what the cruel Gestapo mole was capable of. A botched port mutiny would soon add fuel to a bitter civil war and facilitate the start of the Cold War. Stuart Raphael directed the 1984 movie The Philadelphia Experiment. The 1989 music video If I Could Turn Back Time from singer Cher played on feelings that a warship crossed the brink into hyperspace. The leading rank of Scientology is the Sea Organization, an elite group wearing naval uniforms that deal out weird beliefs on a ship. The USS Eldridge became the property of the Greek Navy in 1951 and was renamed the HS Leon, D-54. In neighborhood movie theaters, the daughter national star of Greece, Aliki Vaujoukleki, was put on show dressed up as a sailor to lionize the Greek Navy. Even though Greece was considered peripheral and inadequate at the time, American bureaucrats directly constructed the Demokritos Nuclear Research Center with a reactor and decontamination unit in Athens. A funicular cliff cable railway opened to the public. The HS Leon was reportedly sold as scrap around the year 2000. A tarnished device from the USS Eldridge went to eccentric Canadian inventor John Hutchison. Still, up and coming these days is the plan of providing floating nuclear reactors to power cities. The Russian company Rosenergotom is setting up a mobile megawatt floating barge to deliver nuclear energy to inaccessible areas. The planned nuclear ship is said to be thoroughly blueprinted and ecologically safe.